This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, June 26, the final judgment. From 2 Corinthians 5, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. When Jesus comes again, you and I will find ourselves standing before the judgment seat of God to give an account of how we have lived. And all of us deserve a guilty verdict, because as Paul puts it, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. None of us would stand a chance of being acquitted, except for one thing. We have an advocate, someone who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the Righteous One. Zechariah gives us a glimpse behind the scenes to show us what happens when we stand before God's judgment seat. The high priest, Joshua, is standing before the Lord, dressed in filthy clothes, a symbol of the sinfulness of even the most religious human being. Satan is also standing there to accuse him. There is nothing Joshua can say to defend himself. The Lord, however, rebukes Satan and says, "Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire?" Then the Lord gives Joshua clean garments and says, "I have taken away your sin." The only way you and I can escape God's judgment is to have the Lord Jesus take our sin upon himself and speak up in our defense. The only thing we must do is believe in him, because whoever believes in him is not condemned. The Lord Jesus wants to be our defense, and he's our only hope. Believe it.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.